From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. A federal judge has put a hold on Missouri's 8-week abortion ban, but has left other parts of the law intact. Now, the state's only clinic providing abortions can't perform them if a fetus's sex or Down syndrome diagnosis is a reason. Sarah Fenton reports.
Planned Parenthood Reproductive Health Services in St. Louis is the only clinic providing abortions in Missouri. Clinic officials say physicians won't ask if patients are seeking abortions for the prohibited reasons or perform tests to determine why. Dr. Colleen McNicholas is chief medical officer of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region and Southwest Missouri.
If they want to talk about it, they can, but we certainly won't force them to do so.
If a patient mentions the prohibited reasons during the clinic's pre-abortion counseling, physicians will have to send them to another state to get the procedure. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU have sued the state over the law, which was passed by the Republican-led legislature in May. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Kansas City area schools are rehiring retired teachers and training counselors and coaches to teach due to a critical teacher shortage. The Kansas City Star reports about 11% of teaching positions are vacant in Missouri schools every year. The shortage affects urban, rural, and some suburban schools. Children are being pushed out of childcare facilities and into unlicensed childcare homes through an unintended effect of a new law passed to protect them. According to the Columbia, Missourian, Nathan's Law was written to ensure the safety of children in unlicensed childcare homes. The law was named after Nathan Blecka, who died in an unlicensed childcare home in 2007. He was 3 months old. The law closes a loophole that had allowed unlicensed providers to care for 4 children and an unlimited number of related children. But lawmakers also got rid of the provision which allowed licensed providers to not count their own children in their license capacity. The hope was the legislation, which went into effect Wednesday, would ensure providers were not caring for more children than they could handle. But limiting the number of spots a licensed provider can have means that childcare deserts become even larger. Over half of Missourians already live in such deserts. Yesterday was the 125th anniversary of celebrating Labor Day as a national holiday. And in Columbia and Boone County, labor forces are at record highs and unemployment rates are at historic lows, according to the Columbia, Missourian. In July, Columbia workers numbered 66,402, while Boone County's total was 97,185, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Both the county and city have an unemployment rate of 2.9%, below the state average of 3.3% and the national rate of 3.7%. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.